Hey everybody, how you doing? I'm a little early. I've had my first victory, which was renaming myself from Corinne Crabtree to Coach Kim. So this is my first victory. Hey Barbara, how you doing? What up, Hannah? How's it going? I hope y'all had a good day today. It's rainy and beautiful. I love the rain. I love the rain. It's rainy and beautiful in Durham, North Carolina. Good afternoon, Robin. Hey, from Louisiana. I see you. Nice to see y'all. We're just gonna take a few minutes. I'm an early bird. So my idea of being on time is being early. And I have to stop myself from being 15 minutes early. So I just sat here for a while. I couldn't wait until it was 5:55. I had to come on and be like, where my no BS ladies at? Ain't right, Susan. Amen. I'm an early bird. I am an early bird. I'm not gonna tell you the story why I'm an early bird, because I'll get in trouble with my mama. I will get in trouble with my mama if I tell you the story, but y'all might get the story out of me one day why I'm an early bird. But I hope y'all had a good day. Hello, Becky in Buffalo, New York. Y'all got snow on the ground there? I'm hoping we get some snow. We don't always get snow every year, but I do like it. Winston-Salem, Deanna, my whole family, my mom's whole family is from Winston-Salem. I know Winston like the back of me hand. Okay, I know Winston-Salem. Yes, I'm down the street. Let's do it. Let's do it. Oh, and we got Australia in the house. West Coast, I see you. So I'm really excited. So I gotta be honest with y'all. It's the only way I know to be. I was terrified. My first coaching call, I was terrified. My second coaching call, I was a slight panic. This call, I woke up this morning and I was like, I am ready. I love talking to you all about a plan that works. So, yes, and I see Becky, lots of snow. Yes. But that's something I'm passionate about because I know how much having a plan that works changes everything. And y'all, when I am working with my private coaching clients, we look at our plans, we talk about how to make things happen. And if you are wanting a little bit of a deeper dive when it comes to no BS, go to the website, hit on that coaching tab, go to one-on-one coaching and hook up with one of these, one of the amazing no BS coaches. I always laugh when I say that because Corinne always says, I don't hire no jackasses, and she does not. You cannot go wrong with whomever you choose, the coach has got you. So I see that we're still coming in the room and we're gonna get started in a couple of minutes. I just want to tell you a little bit. If you're new to the call, you may not know me quite yet. I started in November and dream job, this is coaching you wonderful women and actually working with you on the program that changed my life. I lost 51 pounds and I'm still working to a weight loss goal that I absolutely 100% know that I'm going to make, just like you all. My future self is sitting next to me like, girl, we got you. So I am a June 2019 baby, and Corinne Crabtree and the crew, all the coaches have changed my life. And thought work has completely revolutionized my life. So, if you're new, if you've been here for a couple of years, don't you worry. Keep doing what you do. Keep studying the shit out of this program, and it'll click, and your life will change. Your life has already changed. If you are an OBS woman, I already know your life has changed because I know how quickly the program worked for me. I ain't gotta drink no shakes that taste like shit. I ain't got to count no points. I don't have to do anything but get my physical hunger sensations, feel my best, feel connected to my life and myself, and weight loss happens. I got to work, I show up, and that's what I want for you all too. So I know I'm looking at this, laugh my ass out, so over shit tasting shakes. I am telling you, Lori, I was too. So it is 6 o'clock. I want to start with a couple of announcements for you. I have heard so many great things about the Mindful Drinking for Weight Loss course with Angela Masenik. It's been incredible. Okay, that's going to be Wednesday at 5 p.m. Central Time. It's the last coaching call, but remember, you go over to the website, pmptribe.com, you go over to bonus courses. The courses live for you, with you for a long, long time, and so much good stuff. If you are not a person who struggles with overdrinking, you can use it for, you know, overeating. You can use it for, you know, over shopping, anything that you want to change, you can use it for that. And on Thursday, my homegirl, Coach Yesenia, has office hours coming up, and that is at 5 p.m. Central Time. So I bet y'all know by now that the queen is on Clubhouse. So Friday morning at 7:30 a.m., she's going to be simulcasting on Facebook Live and Clubhouse and broadcasting the main Facebook group. So this is a new app. No problem if you missed it. You're going to hear a lot more about it. The call is going to be uploaded to the Private Member Podcast, so you're not going to miss a thing, okay? And then on Saturday, I'm really excited about this call, January 30th at 10 a.m. It's the restriction versus special diet call. Now, some of us know BS ladies. We can't, me in particular, I'm lactose intolerant. Some of the ladies have diverticulitis. Some of the ladies are diabetic. Some of you all are on a special eating plan from your doctor, and Corinne is going to teach you all about how that is not restriction. If you're under doctor's orders, it is not restriction. If you have to eat a special way, and you can still find freedom in that. So that call is happening on Saturday. And then you all have been loving the Binge Better coaching. Coach Jane, don't we love Coach Jane? She's going to be back February 2nd to have a call with you all. And that's going to be 5 p.m. CST. Camp dates. Y'all, I can't believe we're talking about camp dates, but we had such a good time. We're at this point going to be virtual. That's May 14th, the 16th. So, you know, the coaches come into Nashville and we set it up, and oh my God, I had the best time. So next month, you're going to be able to start registering for that. And our next opening is happening March 31st. Y'all got to tell your friends, do not keep no BS to yourself. Do not keep no BS to yourself, okay? So if you want to be coached, you're going to raise your hand. Go ahead and change your chat so that you are hitting the panelists and everyone. And I'm going to get started. So I'm super passionate about a 24-hour plan. Why? Because I had done so many diets. I did Weight Watchers. I had my Fitness Pal. I did all these things. And I realized that what I wanted, I am a freedom-seeking lady, y'all. I love the freedom, okay? So when Corinne gave this basic of this plan, this 24-hour plan, of course, old shitty, where's old shitty? Is old shitty at this table? Hold on, y'all. Let me grab old shitty. Old shitty came a knocking. What do you mean? Corinne told me this was going to be freedom. It took me about 30 seconds to realize that so much of my freedom came in writing down what I wanted in advance. In advance, y'all. So I got some slides, Kim style. Okay. So we're going to talk about why it's important to plan. And number one is the shit works. Think about your planning as you thinking in advance before the kid is, your kid's sick, the car doesn't, you know, start in the morning, work calls with an emergency. You already have thought of yourself in advance. So if you're getting up in the morning and writing that plan, which a lot of people have success, or you're writing that plan at night, it works. You've already taken care of yourself today. Okay. So that plan works. The next thing is build trust with yourself. You're going to build trust with yourself through your plans. What does that mean? It means that every day you're showing up, you're doing that plan, that 1%, and you're allowing yourself to begin to show up every day and do the thing and keep promises to yourself. Like, I'm going to do my plan. I'm going to assess my plan at the end of the day. I know at least one place, and I know all of us have, you know, several places. I'm going to take care of myself in advance. Okay. Then food, you know, I got to move this way. All right. Food freedom, y'all. Food freedom. You can put anything on that plan. Let me tell you some things I put on my plan. Ribs, wings, French fries, milkshakes, salads, roasted Brussels sprouts, all the things. I plan what I'm going to have. Burgers, you know, roasted carrots, soup, you name it. So I get to decide what I'm going to put on that plan. Okay. And then y'all know my phrase, number four, data is what? Delicious. You get to, in your planner, I got a planner right here, you get to have pages of what you've eaten. And so if you have a week where you have a gain, you can look and say, okay, I want a little ham on a Chinese food. Maybe I'll put some balance in that. Maybe I'll have a salad for lunch. Maybe I'll do, you know, whatever. So that's the truth of food freedom. Okay. So number five, it is easy. It's easy. Think about it this way. You have your plan. You're going to your cousin's house, and your cousin is an incredible cook, and you don't want to be that person who calls your cousin and says, "Cousin Keisha, what are you cooking?" On your plan, you just put down protein, vegetables, carbs, whatever you, however you want to say it, drinks, dessert. When I don't know what I'm going to have, I put down everything. Or if you have several things in your house and you don't know what you're going to want, you could put down meatloaf or pork chops or whatever it is you want. You could put down several options. Okay. So that is something that you have. And the last one is, and I kind of went over that already, number six, you're less in the moment. You don't want to be thinking about what you're going to eat when shit is hitting the fan. If you've already made your plan, shit ain't got to hit the fan. The fan is hitting the shit. You've already figured it out and you've already taken care of yourself. So just to go over it again, all right, the shit works. You're building trust with yourself. Food freedom, y'all. The data is delicious. It's easy and it's less in the moment thinking. All right, y'all ready to get coached? Y'all ready to get coached? I see some hands raised. Before we get to coaching, I just want to talk about like one more thing. When we're coaching tonight, we're going to do something a little different. You can tell me what's wrong. You can, but you're going to lead with your progress. When I sit down, I had a meeting with Coach Kathy today. Coach Kathy knows I'm coming with my badass list first. This is what I did right. I go over out loud what I did right because I need to hear it. I need to hear what I did right. So when you get on this coaching call, either you say, "Coach Kim, I did this right and this right and this right," or we're going to find some progress before we start working on the problem. Okay. Finding your progress, leading with your progress means that you begin to talk to yourself in a way that you hear yourself. And that's what you want. All right. So if you have questions for me, you could put them in the Q&A. And I want to say this. I saw somebody, I just have to do this because I love camp. Camp dates are May 14th through the 16th. And honey, the way this year is going, things are happening so fast. It's going to be May in 10 seconds. All right. So let me see who is raising their hands. Okay. All right. Sheila, I am going to come to you first. You want to start your video and you want to go ahead and do your audio.
Okay.
Okay, Sheila, can you start your video?
I can. I'm working on it.
Okay.
I think I'm working on it.
Okay. Your beautiful picture. And if we have to do that, that's totally fine.
How do I start my video?
Okay. You should see something on your thing that says start your video. I already asked you to start it. I don't, but hey, no worries. Let's get going.
I'm so sorry. I'm like a Zoom queen and I am like not able to figure this out right now.
Let me just see if I can hit it one more time. No, it's not letting me do it. So no worries. Your picture is gorgeous. So
sorry.
What? No worries. What can I coach you on today?
Okay. So you said leading with progress. So
Sheila, first of all, can I stop you? Sheila, you listened. I love it. All right. Lead with your progress.
I really, and this is a little bit my problem, is I really like to follow directions and I really like to be perfect. So my progress is that my goal for this, for the first 60 days was to make a damn plan. So I don't even have the goal of following the plan. I just wanted to make the plan. And so I have done that. I have made a plan for, what is it? The 25th. And I have made a plan for all, but I think 3 days in there.
Love it.
And it's a really, really big deal for me. I'm really excited. My accountability group has been amazing. I'm working on that. So that's sort of like step one. I'm not even filling out the form for P&P. Like I'm just taking a screenshot on my phone. Like I'm trying to really meet myself right where I am, which is very anti-plan. So that's the thing I'm doing well. I'm getting caught up in all or nothing thinking, and I'm having trouble defining what is on or off plan. And I'm having a hard time with it, so much so that I don't even know sort of what to unpack first. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like hopped on this call and was like, I am raising my hand. I am getting coached on this because I don't know. I just know that it's around this issue. I'm also definitely going to get emotional. I'm also like really embarrassed that I'm not the person who keeps promises to herself around this. And there's a lot of shame around that. And I am that person in every other part of my life, but I'm not around this one thing. And I want to be that person. And I feel like my ideal self is that person, but I'm not there yet. And I'm trying not to get stuck in all or nothing thinking and the black and white thing, because that's kind of where I live. But I don't know how to kind of get over the hump. So I need help, Coach Kim.
I'm here for you. So first of all, Sheila, how are you going to lead with your progress and then talk yourself out of your progress? You've made all of those plans. That's incredible, right? And you're now ready for whatever your next step is. So number one, thinking about letting go of that, like, y'all try to solve your problems with your habit brain. And I'm here to tell you that ain't where problem solving happens. You got to solve your problems with your logic brain. It's your logic brain that helped you raise your hand. It's your logic brain that's helping you make those plans. And it's your logic brain that's feeling that tension of like, why can't we be happy with what we're doing already? Why do we have to like bring it down a notch, right?
Right.
So let's look at what you're saying. I don't think that all or nothing is there anymore. I think you're actually changing, and there's that tug of war with those thoughts of like, I should be doing it better. But remember at camp, Corinne was so explicit about achiever. You know, inequalities in school, the Pac-Man is eating the achiever. And is like turning its ass to the perfectionist. Mm-hmm. That's what you're doing too. You're turning your ass to the perfectionist in you, and you're gonna lead with that achiever. I'm gonna ask you, what would be your next step? You already led yourself to doing plans. You tell me, what would be the next step for you? And remember, 1%, you said, I'm writing the plan down. I ain't even worried about following it. I'm writing it down. That was my first step. What would be your next 1% step?
I mean, I definitely think following a plan would be a really good step. I'm really close to following it. I'm just not following it. I'm not following it completely. I'm not following it every day. I'm not sure what's like, I think I'm stuck in that diet mentality of what's allowed and what's not allowed, you know? So like, for example, my plan this afternoon was like a sweet snack. Like, so is that okay? Like, does that, you know, but that's what I mean. Like, that's kind of where I get stuck, is this spot of what's okay and what's not okay. And I think that some of this is tied to like, and I need to go back and like re-listen to the talks on, you know, having conversations with yourself around the scale and the fact that I've like not lost any weight and then I've gained a little bit of weight since I started making plans, like that makes me nervous. And so I'm sort of convinced that I'm the one person that does PNP and doesn't lose weight, if that makes sense, right? Like, yeah. Like, which, yeah, anyway.
Guess what that is? That is old shitty on your shoulder. No. So let's go ahead and just break it down. And it's like, you are the perfect first call, because Sheila, I have another slide.
I'm ready.
You are ready. What makes a plan irresistible? That means your ass wants to follow it no matter what. And what makes a plan irresistible is, number one, you gotta make it sexy. Okay. And the way you make it sexy is exactly what you said. You put a sweet snack on there. That means you get to decide what that sweet snack is. You don't have to put cupcake and have a milkshake. You can be, your next step could be sweet snack. Okay. So you are doing it right. The other thing is, when you're looking at your plans, there's a reason why you're not following them. Are they realistic? Like, are you putting the foods that you enjoy on there? Because that's the diet mentality. Like, there are these 5-point foods and there are these 15-point foods, you know, Weight Watchers bullshit. Once you start just putting what you want on that plan, getting used to following it, the next step might be the doable hunger. So instead of trying to follow the plan for 7 days, why not say this week, I'm going to follow my plan for 2 days.
Okay.
Build that confidence by showing up for yourself. And you said, I have some shame about not keeping promises to myself. I'm hearing a no BS woman who is keeping promises to herself, but she's judging herself at how fast she goes. And y'all, impatient weight loss is some bullshit. Weight loss is here to teach you how to connect with yourself, how to be patient with yourself, how to love yourself. And so what if that takes a year or 2 years or 5 years or 3 years or 10 months? If you're in it for the long haul and you're not going to quit on yourself, then it's going to take Sheila miles per hour. You set the rate, you set the zone. You know, you don't go into the Facebook group and say, this person's lost 50 pounds in 10 months, or this person's lost 60 pounds in three months. You don't do that. You say, good to know it can work. I'm Sheila miles per hour. I'm going to set how fast I lose my weight.
Okay.
Y'all, the scale, this is why they put me on the scale call. The scale ain't as important as what you're making it. What's important is you connecting with yourself. That's what's the most important. You giving yourself time and permission to take as long as you need with the learning, because that's what y'all get tripped up on, is the learning. You think you're supposed to read it, hear Corinne say it once, and it's tattooed on your heart. And learning doesn't happen that way. You did not learn the ABCs overnight. Your teacher kept just drilling that in you until one day you didn't think. I remember when I learned left from right, and I remember how long it took. And I didn't sit up there and judge myself like, I should know left from right. That's what you're looking for, is your acceptance.
Okay.
So, you're gonna make it sexy. And I'm just gonna give you one more of these, because I don't want, like, you're already like putting this pressure on yourself. I don't wanna put pressure on you. You know, nope, I'm just giving you make it sexy. That's what. You're just going to take your plan and make it into something you want to eat, something you look forward to eating. Because y'all sometimes get in OBS and think you're not supposed to like food. And Coach Kim likes food. It's okay for you to enjoy your food. If you enjoy something, you're more likely to keep doing it. So your homework is to get into the practice of making your plan sexy. Building trust with yourself isn't about restricting yourself. Building trust with yourself is about you saying that I'm not going to quit on myself in the long run. Along the way, though, Sheila, you might quit 10 times and have to not restart, not even reset, get back going.
Okay. I really appreciate that. That really helps. I'm not going to quit on myself in the long run. I'm going to print that out and put it on my forehead.
Tattoo that on your heart or your forehead. But here's the thing. Believing in yourself comes from you showing up. Yeah. Did I say every day? You get to that place where you, when you're in the momentum phase, you're not even thinking about it. It's like you get up and you make your plan, or you sit down at night and you make your plan. But when you're in that awareness phase, and now you're moving to the work phase, hashtag W-E-R-K work. When you get to that phase, that's when you start to say, this feels a little bit more difficult. I'm feeling a little uncomfortable. And you keep going, even though the discomfort is right there.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, thank you so much. You're really welcome.
You got this. Like, don't stop saying you don't have it. You have it. Just give yourself time to have Sheila miles per hour.
Sheila miles per hour. Will do. Thank you, Coach Kim.
All right, have a good one. All right, hold on, y'all. I got to remember how to do it. Well, Sheila, do you want to stay with me longer? Because I'm trying to get you out of here. Hold on. Give me a second, y'all. More. Okay. Well, Sheila, now you're actually in. And there's your video. All right, Sheila, I'm getting you out of here. Sorry about
that.
I hit the wrong thing. But you're gorgeous, Sheila. I'm glad I got to see you. All right, changing your role now.
Okay,
y'all. Kim gonna get it. She is gonna get it, okay? So let's see who else has their hand raised. All right. Jerry. I am about to allow you to start and to get your video. Jerry, can you start your video?
I'm not getting an option to do so. Okay. I got unmute, but not the video.
Huh. Okay. I'm not sure, Jerry. Well, let's just go ahead and get started. My apologies on that. All right. So, Jerry, I love that I have my hand raised up there. All right, here we go.
All right, I'll coach you. How's that?
Can you coach me on how to use Zoom right now? Okay. So, hey, Jerry, good to see you. What can I coach you on today?
So, I am doing plans every day and have been for a while.
Mm-hmm.
My water, getting in. One of my goals is always 15,000 steps a day, which I'm managing all of those great. Most days I am eating on plan, so I think that's going well.
Okay.
What I'm struggling with, though, is when I have an overeat and I go to do the discovery worksheet, I can't get past the thought of, well, I just wanted that. And I'm sure there's got to be something else behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I've probably tried to do 5 of them in the last 3 weeks, 4 weeks. And I'm just never getting past that thought. And I don't quite know how to get that unraveled enough to get around that.
Yeah. So the question to ask yourself is, what emotion am I trying to avoid? What feeling?
Is anxiety.
Okay. Is it anxiety every time, or is it anxiety some of the times?
I'm betting it's probably anxiety every time.
Okay. So now that you know it's anxiety, that, you know, because remember, it's never about food. Food right. only solves hunger, and you want to solve you use your brain to solve emotional things, right? Your feelings. So what I would say to you is, now that you know it's probably anxiety, when that happens, what you want to do is ask yourself, anxiety about what? So, like, can we take the last time you had to overeat, and can you think about what the anxiety was about?
So it was literally last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally drove 10 miles to get a piece of chocolate because that's how bad it was.
Okay.
And yeah, there was some stuff that went on yesterday. I actually am not home right now. I'm down south trying to deal with some chronic pain issues.
Okay.
My husband came down over the weekend. It was not a good situation. And he had left, and I was just a little upset and anxious about how that had gone.
And you drove 10 miles to get, you said, chocolate.
Yep.
You were trying to use food to deal with what were you trying to use food to deal with?
You know, I think coming back to, you know, past stuff, food was always that comfort. I had a very abusive childhood, and food was that comfort that I went to during that period of time. And so, yeah, I think even when I feel anxious today, I can end up back in there.
And your habit brain took a snapshot and said, when this happens, I do this, and this is my escape. But now, Jerry, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
57.
You're 57. So you're not that child anymore. You have all of this autonomy, all of this ability to make whatever choice you want to make. And what are some other choices you like to make instead of?
Yeah. So, like, I've journaled on that, and I thought, and because I like to walk, I have always said, well, let's try, I have to walk 1,000 steps before I do that. Which, you know, probably 50% of the time can get me out of that. I just have some other things that I've worked on and developed that can sometimes do that. But I also know that, yeah, at times I have just, I can't get around that. And
wait. You said can't. You know what I got famous for in camp? Slap a butt on that. I used to not get around that, but what do I do now?
Sometimes I get around.
I mean, don't even put the sometimes, because the sometimes is giving you permission. I'm open to knowing I can get around, you know, the anxiety. I'm open to learning about how I don't have to eat when I have anxiety. Slap a butt on that. Like, I used to do this, but now I'm okay to sit in the discomfort that the anxiety brings. Because
that's where I got in trouble, because
you just have to practice.
So,
Jerry, I'm not letting you do that. I'm not letting you come for yourself on this. You just have to practice. You all got to realize that your habit brain could have literally been doing this since the time you were 5 or 6 or 4 or 3. So when your logic brain is learning the new stuff, you have to practice. And what I would suggest when an urge comes up is you literally setting a timer and saying, I'm going to sit with this urge for 30 seconds. If I want to eat after the 30 seconds, it's cool. My 1% was sitting with it for 30 seconds. On your discovery sheet, writing specifically now you know it's anxiety, but anxiety about what? And you tell the discovery sheet the truth. I had Allison, one of the members, calls it a disco sheet. You tell that disco sheet the truth. You say, it's anxiety about this. And then you can write on the top of it, I used to do this, but now I do something else. That's the magic bullet y'all are looking for. That's the magic pill. The magic bullet, the magic pill is like learning how to sit with the urges when they come up. And that's all in no BS, right? There's even an urge meditation on the website. So what I'm saying to you is, in the beginning, sit with it for 30 seconds. Do that for a few weeks or a week. Then when another urge comes up, you know, this is practicing, right? I told you to practice. And then another urge comes up, then you're going to sit with that urge for 60 seconds on week 4. Then another urge comes up week 7, and now you're up to 90 seconds. That's how you train yourself. That's just one of the ways that you can train yourself to sit with the urge, but then your habit brain will say, that's not enough. And what I'm telling you is, you can learn anything, Jerry. I believe 100% in you, what you can learn. But y'all can't skip the practice phase. Y'all can't skip the practice phase. The other thing is, when you get to the point where you can feel a feeling, I tell my private coaching clients this all the time. When you get to the point where you can feel a feeling 1,000 times, like 1,000 times you're feeling sad, when you get to that point, then what happens is you're able to have a different relationship with the emotion. And take it from me, I was Miss I Don't Cry. I don't cry 1,000 times now. So I now can sit with crying in a different way. Ask my friends who used to be like, we never see you cry. And now I'll be like, it's just what I do now. I cry instead of overeating. Because most of the time when I want to overeat, it's because I want to cry. So how does that feel, Jerry?
I get the concept.
Mm-hmm.
I have some concern about trying to sit for the 30, 60, 90 seconds and longer, because I also deal with flashbacks, and that potentially is what's going to kick me into that. I also deal with dissociative episodes, which that time period. So it's, there needs to be like an instantaneous something, or I'm going to go more internal and that anxiety is going to multiply, because that's unfortunately the habit I've gone through for the last 40 years of my life. So, which is why to me, the movement works better, because it gets me out of that. So
yeah, I'm not saying when I say sit, I don't literally mean sit.
Okay.
You could, no, yeah. So I'm so glad I asked you that, because I don't literally mean sit. March in place and set a timer for 30 seconds. You know, walk around the block and set a timer for 30 seconds. Whatever it is you need to do. But I do want to say this, and I'm telling you, y'all, I had post-traumatic stress disorder, and I'd have flashbacks. And I'm going to tell you that, yes, you know about your particular, you know, mental health diagnosis and what that is. But I do want to say, even once or twice, be willing to see if that's still correct. Like, I hear the fear of it happening. I know that there's probably been experiences of it happening. I never thought I could talk myself out of an anxiety attack until I could. And it took me practicing doing that. I never thought I would be able to not, you know, have a flashback and not be taken down, but I practiced and I was able to do that. I now have zero anxiety attacks. I now have zero flashbacks.
Congratulations on that.
Yes. And Jerry, I'm not saying that, like, I'm not saying that your experience has to be mine. I'm just saying that there's a potential that things could change. That's what I'm saying. And if that walking around the block makes it happen, add that timer so you can see how long you're walking around the block or you're marching in place, or you're doing whatever. So you can say, I stopped my urge for this amount of time. So you can lead with that progress.
And I certainly have done that with some of these urges and have they've passed and it hasn't happened. And there's been times that I've dealt with that urge for 2 or 3 days without giving into it.
Progress. I love that.
Yet there are these also immediate ones that I don't know what the difference is. And I guess that's what I'm trying to figure out in the discovery worksheet of why can I take this one and get it to disappear? Why can I take this one and literally sit with it for 48 or 72 hours, but yet I can't take this one and sit with it for 2 minutes?
I'll tell you this.
I can't figure that out.
Your journal is a good place to answer those questions. And I'll say this. It's the thought, right? For you to keep experiencing the urge, the thought has to continue to be had. You have to keep having that thought. So I would definitely go to a journal page and answer exactly what you just asked. Why is it that the urge for this, I can, you know, sit with it, figuratively speaking, but the urge for this was immediate and I want to satiate it. But I will tell you this also, when it comes to urges, be willing for something different to happen. That's all. Like, as your thoughts change, then your feelings change. And when your feelings change, your actions, what you do, changes. But sometimes, Jerry, overeats still catch me. And I have to do a discovery sheet, or I have to ask myself what's going on emotionally. And that's just, it's part. I mean, if I have to, for the rest of my life, deal with an overeat every now and then, but most of the time I'm able to not do that, there's my progress. I remember when I would literally be eating and, like, not in a way of like binging, but just like it was so automatic. And then I slowed down the process to see that it wasn't automatic anymore. And I stopped it. So I'm just saying that there's a possibility that there's a day where the urges that you couldn't sit with, you actually can. Okay.
Okay.
All right. I wish you the best, Jerry. Thanks so much for being on the call.
Thank you.
Okay, y'all. It's the bated breath. Sorry, Jerry, I'm trying to get you out of here. And when I get nervous, here's my thought. When I get nervous, I have a hard time getting y'all out of here. All right, hold on. Okay, thank you. All right, who is next to be coached? Let's see who has their hand raised. All right, Valerie, I see you there. All right, Valerie, I'm going to do this a different way because I think it's the way I'm doing it. Let's see what happens when I do it this way. All right, Valerie, you there? Whoa, Coach Kim, progress. Now, Valerie, I need you to unmute yourself. Valerie,
Good job.
Is that video? Did you see that Coach Kim takes her own advice? She's like, I'm going to figure this out. On call three, I'm going to figure this out.
You did it.
I did it. I led with my progress. Valerie, lead with your progress. Tell us something awesome you are doing.
I am following my two to twos.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Good job. Tell me why.
Well, you know, it's taken me a while, honestly, to get there, to kind of find my, especially like, I shouldn't say I follow it all the time, but most of the time.
Valerie, don't you take away your progress. Valerie miles per hour. Tell me your progress. I'm stopping y'all. Y'all
are too.
Yeah, go ahead. Good.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me why it's good, what you're doing good.
Yeah, and it feels good. Like, I feel much better.
Mm-hmm.
Feeling much better.
Love it. What can I coach you on today, Valerie?
Okay, so I've had a couple health problems over the last several months, mm-hmm. and no one's actually given me a protocol to follow as far as diet goes, but they give suggestions. And there's a lot of suggestions. And so what I've noticed is happening is I'm kind of getting overwhelmed with all of the suggestions, because no one's actually said, do this, do this, do this. They're kind of like, well, you should try this and you should try that. And I'm kind of spinning out, and I make my plan and it's not what I really want. It's kind of what I think I should be eating, and I'm not feeling satisfied, and then I'm not really sticking to my plan.
Valerie, I bet you can answer your own question. You already said, what do you want to do? What do you want to do?
What do I want?
Yeah. Do you notice I said want, that desire word, D? What do you want to do? Tell me what you want to do.
I don't know. I mean, the things that I'm supposed to be or should be trying to eliminate are the things that I really like pieces of bread and alcohol. And so, like, I really want to eat those things, but then I worry that it could make my health problems worse.
Okay. So I want you to, if you don't catch Corinne's call live on Saturday,
yeah,
I want you to go to the replay and watch that, because okay. she's going to be talking so much about special diets. Okay. You haven't given me like quite enough information to know like why you've been asked to eat that. But what I would say is, what do you love that's not sugar, bread, and alcohol? What's one food you love that's not sugar, bread, and alcohol?
Fruit.
Okay. So you can have fruit because it has like natural. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Be specific. What type of fruit?
Berries, bananas, pineapple.
If you made a sexy, make it sexy. If you made a sexy ass fruit salad, would you feel bad about eating that, or would you feel good?
No, and actually I do have fruit on my plan every day.
Okay. So what else do you love that is not sugar, bread, or alcohol?
Well, I do love salad, and I usually have a salad every day for lunch.
Okay, but Valerie, let's be real. What else do you love that is not healthy, unquotes, that you want to put on your plan? Because I'm hearing that. You're like, I want fruit. Give me a fruit. Give me a salad. Give me a break. What else do you want that you can have?
I don't know. I'm really having a hard time figuring out what I can have. Because, I mean, honestly, like the list of foods that I'm supposed to be trying to avoid for different reasons, it's like, it's pretty long.
Okay.
It's like no meat.
Okay.
Reduced meat. Reduced.
Wait a minute, Valerie. I just heard something. You said no meat. Yeah. You said reduced meat. Which one is it?
Well, it's supposed to be like no red meat.
Okay. Do you like chicken?
I do like chicken. Yeah.
Chicken is not sugar, bread, or alcohol.
No. Sugar.
Can you eat shrimp? Do you like shrimp?
I do like shrimp.
Shrimp is not sugar, bread, or alcohol. Do you like turkey?
Yes.
Turkey is not sugar, bread, or alcohol. So here is what, look, the chat is blowing up.
I have eggs and cheese. Cornbread, I love that, but I can't have that.
Okay. So you're basically saying that So here's what your habit brain, here's what old shitty's doing, okay? Yeah. Old shitty is basically saying, because I can't have, and I don't know what this means, because like I said, I don't have enough information. Because I'm supposed to not have sugar, bread, and alcohol, I can't have anything. Literally, there's probably thousands of foods that you can have, and there's like three categories.
Right. And, you know, honestly, they didn't say I can't have anything. So they're just like, studies show that people who avoid these foods, you know, and so I'm just kind of like, I feel like I'm kind of overwhelmed in my head. Like, do I do what they say that they think I should do, or do I do what I wanted? You know, so I'm just kind of spinning out because I don't know what to do.
Okay. You're spinning out because you're not deciding to take responsibility.
That's it.
You're spinning out, not because you can't have some of these foods sometimes.
Yeah, because I can have them sometimes.
Valerie, you done changed your whole tune.
I know. Well, no, I mean, that makes so much sense. Yeah.
But so this is what I'm saying. You actually are ready to show up and take responsibility and do the things. So why not plan something sugary, you know, a few times a week? Why not plan some bread once a week? Why not have a glass of wine once a week? Why not go ahead and put these things on your plan? Oh my God. Melissa's in the chat. I was literally about to say, and see how you feel. Yeah. Melissa is definitely the psychic today. and exactly, see how you feel. And then instead of you looking at it as I can't have anything, how about we look at it as I can have everything and I'm seeing how I feel? Because we plan for what? Number three, food freedom. And it's just like what I keep saying to y'all, practicing is what is how you feel more confident. So I used to be a singer, right? And I shouldn't say used to, because I still sing a lot. I just don't sing professionally anymore. And if I had a hard song and I avoided it, when I got on stage, I was scared as shit about singing that song. But if I started practicing it and gave myself enough time, by the time I got on stage, I could scoop de loop, doop doop. I could do all the tricks and everything. And this is like the common thread in these calls is y'all got to practice. You got to practice and be willing to sometimes go a little overboard and pull yourself back. I do that all the time. I, you know, go a little overboard and say, I don't know. I think I could handle this a little bit different. So you're not ready to be consistent. You're ready. You're still in the awareness phase of just doing it. So for example, let's think about your plan for tomorrow. I don't care what's in the house. Let's just say, what would you put on your plan for breakfast tomorrow? And don't try to be good. What would you like to put on your plan for breakfast tomorrow if you had anything in your house?
Eggs and a corn tortilla.
Perfect. Okay. You want some sauce on that corn tortilla?
Yeah, I would put hot sauce on there.
Some hot sauce on it. Okay, yeah. I lost your video, Valerie. Uh-oh. I got the hot sauce was too hot. All right. So then for lunch, you have everything in your house. What would you have?
A buffalo chicken salad.
Damn, Valerie. I like where you're going with this. Okay. A buffalo chicken salad. Perfect. Yeah. Are you going to have a drink? Are you going to have dessert? Are you going
to, this is, I'd like, love to have a drink, but I'll be working tomorrow at lunch. Iced tea.
Okay. Iced tea. All right. Yeah. And for dinner, what would you have?
I am planning on making Thai curry chicken tomorrow.
Delish. You're going to have some rice with it?
Yes.
Okay. What was the drama with that?
There's none.
It's only, y'all, the drama is only the thoughts you're manufacturing to have drama. Oh, by the way, do you want a snack? And people are saying that you need your Thai recipe in the chat.
Oh, yeah.
Go into the main group. And if you want to put that in there. Or there's okay. the Facebook, the No BS, you know, recipe group. So tell me for snack, what would you have?
Tortilla chips and guacamole.
What was dramatic about that?
Nothing. Nothing. You're right. There's nothing. No, it's just you are right. Yeah.
It makes so, sense. No, you are right.
Yeah.
You are right. You already know what you want to do and how to do it. It's just sticking your toe into the deep end and seeing if the water's fine. And I'm just telling you, the water is fine. Go ahead and jump in and enjoy it. And don't expect for it to be perfection 10 seconds in.
Yeah.
Have the dialogue. One of the things that I have on my plan for you, what makes an irresistible plan is go down to this, like assess immediately. Number four, assess, is that number five? Assess immediately. That means ask yourself what works, what didn't work, what do you like, what you didn't like, how would you do it different? And don't judge yourself. Assess it in the moment. Like, I might do this differently tomorrow, but it's cool that I did it this way today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome, Valerie. So
thank you.
I'm seeing some good changes happening, coming your way. Okay. So keep up the good work and allow yourself to figure it out. Okay.
Okay. Thank
Have
you.
A good one, Valerie. Great talking Thanks. To you. Okay, y'all. We have a couple of minutes left. So I would coach somebody, but I really would like to get through. Yes, and this is what I'm going to do. So the chat is saying they want to see my signs again. I want to hold these up and I want to talk about this. This is important. So what makes a plan irresistible? If you got your camera, go ahead and take a picture of that. What makes a plan irresistible? Let me see if I'm all the way in the frame. Oops, sorry. Let me back up. What makes a plan irresistible? All right. You got a number one, make it sexy. Make it sexy. Make it something you want. Number two, find your sensations. Figure out what your physical sensations are. And like in the moment, you made it sexy. When you're about to sit down and eat, do I feel my hunger sensations? Okay. Number three, while you're eating, at some point, pause for the cause and ask yourself, I think I'm, you know, notice, am I starting to get full? Like, do I need to keep eating? All right. And then for number, you know, the number four, you're going to do your doable hunger scale. You're going to ask, I'm sorry, doable hunger method. You're going to ask yourself, am I hungry? Did I have enough? Am I hungry? Did I have enough? Ask yourself that throughout. And then you're going to assess immediately. You're going to ask yourself, okay, like, what did I think about this? Like, was there something I do differently without any judgment? You're in the awareness phase, you're learning. And then finally, you're gonna claim your badass status. You're gonna be like, I'm a badass. Like, I followed a plan that was delicious, that was sexy, that was incredible. I did this. Y'all ain't claiming your badass status enough. And I'm a bitch who claims her badass status all the time. And when I don't, I hear it and I say, what did I do right? Okay. Here's the other thing I want to say with you all. I want to talk to you about how to be a planning boss. Okay. How can you be a planning boss? What we did today in the cause is we led with progress. Please, y'all, a couple of times a day, notice what you did right. And by the way, your fearless leader, Corinne Crabtree, actually says in your assessment, you know, three things I did right today. On your plan, you have, I am grateful for. I like these things about me. My goals are what's important. You need to be thinking about what you're doing right. Okay. Decide when you're going to do your plan and be consistent. Like, try to, if you're going to do it between 7 and 8, try to do it between 7 and 8. If you're consistent and you have a time and you have a place and you have a cute little pen you use, make it a little ritual. Okay. Make it so you want it to be special because you've made it special. Maybe you light a candle. Okay. All right. So for the next one, it is y'all need to look at this. I'm gonna put this on the screen. You see that? Know you'll figure it out. Realize you will figure it out. You don't have to figure it out the first day. Give yourself credit that you will figure it out. And then, y'all, this is my rule of life. The last one, never quit on yourself. Never quit on yourself for good. Never quit on yourself before you get good. Never quit on yourself. You deserve your support. You deserve to show up for yourself like a damn boss. And when you don't, you deserve to ask yourself the questions. What do I want to do differently? How can I show up differently tomorrow? Y'all, this is so corny and so cliche, but you get a new chance in the next moment. If you blew out the day, you get a new chance the next day, or right after you blew out the day, you get a new chance. Journal your ass off. You got to journal. You can, in your journal, don't just talk about what went wrong. Talk about, I did this right. This is where I came from. This is what I'm going to do. So decide that making a plan is not going to be stressful. It's just going to be something you learn how to do and you're going to love it. The way you talk about what you do changes everything. Okay? Changes everything. I did not start no BS. I had progress immediately, but I did not start no BS where I am now. Don't compare your beginning to someone's middle. Don't compare where someone else to where you are. If you see what someone's doing, ask them questions. Be curious, but don't beat yourself up. Okay. So before we get out of here, I just want to go over y'all. There's so much good stuff going on in No BS. What you want to think about is, I don't just watch something one time and get it. I don't just listen to something one time and get it. If something really resonates with you, keep watching it. Keep doing it. Keep working it. Keep studying it. Study yourself like the cutest little lab rat in the world. Okay? So just so you know, Angela, Coach Angela is going to be talking about mindful drinking for weight loss. That is 5 p.m. On Wednesday. And Coach Yesenia, I heard she brought the Fiyal in her last office hours. So check out my girl on Thursday at 5 p.m. Friday, you remember, Corinne is going to be doing that simulcast on Facebook Live and Clubhouse at 7:30 a.m. If you miss it, it will be a replay. It'll be in the Private Member Podcast. Miss Corinne loves her the Clubhouse, okay? And then on Saturday, that's that call at 10 a.m. on restriction versus special diets. Binge Better is coming back February 2nd. The camp dates are May 14th to the 16th, and we are opening again. Tell all your friends, to all your homies, on March 31st. Now, here's what I want to tell y'all. If you need a little bit of help on this, if you want to dig deeper, private coaching, y'all love us coaches. We take private clients. Go to pmptribe.com, scroll down to coaching. Go to that one-on-one coaching and read the page. You don't have to figure this out on your own. We have so many rich and wonderful resources in the groups, you know, the different groups we have, but you also can work with a private coach, okay? Y'all, this has been fun. It's been fun. I love working for you, no BS ladies. I love seeing you all figure things out. I love how you all learn from each other. So keep up the good work. Do not make the 24-hour plan a big damn deal. Just show up and do you. Okay? Y'all have a good one.